New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and the future is bright. Unequivocally, the future is bright. Yes, West Virginia did get blown out tonight by Pittsburgh, 86-62. The score doesn't reflect how close the game was. You could argue that it wasn't that close. Like, it was that bad. But the future is bright for West Virginia. Yes. Pitt was making contested jumpers and open jumpers and pretty much everything in the first 12 minutes. There was one bad play where Ed Andre 3000 went for a double and just left the giant wide open, and apparently he wasn't going to miss tonight. But West Virginia was getting good looks in those first 12 minutes too, but they were missing every jump shot. And sometimes in college basketball, do you watch college basketball? Sometimes it isn't your night. I mean, you can go back to the Final Four season. West Virginia went to Purdue in the middle of the season, and it wasn't their night. They were down like 25 in the middle of the second half. That team went to the Final Four. Sometimes, am I saying West Virginia's going to the Final Four this year? I am not saying that. What I'm saying is, sometimes it isn't your night. I believe West Virginia went to Pittsburgh. The last time West Virginia went to Pittsburgh in basketball. West Virginia made the tournament that year, but they went up to Pittsburgh and they beat Pittsburgh by 25. And Pitt ended up making the NCAA tournament. That particular night in 2022, it wasn't Pitt's night. That's just something that happens. It's probably in other sports too. My question to you is, when did you know it wasn't West Virginia's night tonight? When Amani got hit with a flagrant one on his first shot attempt, I'm sure some people called it. It's like 30 seconds into the game. This play's under review. Didn't look egregious, but not a great start, you know? And some people, I'm sure, mentally said at 30 seconds into the game, not WVU's night. And sure, last season, which this season has nothing to do with last season, but we all experienced last season, and the person who says 30 seconds in, this game is over, technically they were right, but they're projecting what happened last season. Tucker got called for a phantom travel. early in the first half. And maybe that's the point where you said it's not West Virginia's night. I'll tell you what I knew. It wasn't the Mountaineers' night. West Virginia's down 25-12, but I hadn't mentally said it's not their night because, you know, sometimes when you're at home, you can come out hot and then you can cool off. So there's still plenty of time for the home team to cool off. But it was the West Virginia's down 25-12. They're playing defense. They're having a good defensive possessions. Shot clock's winding down. Tucker gets out, blocks a three-point shot. West Virginia doesn't get the ball. The same guy gets it back, shoots it again. This time, Sincere blocks it. The ball ends up with not a Mountaineer, but with a Panther. And really, all he can do at that point, because the shot clock's about to expire, is just throw it at the rim. Of course it hits the rim. Of course West Virginia doesn't get the rebound. A Pitt guy gets a putback attempt. He misses that. So to recap in this possession, two blocks, a missed shot on a shot where the guy wasn't even trying to make it, and a missed putback. So that's, by my count, that's three opportunities West Virginia could have got a stop. And the ball still isn't in WVU's possession. But the fourth attempt, the ball is going to go to either Toby or Javon. And one of them is going to get it, go back. Who knows what happens, right? No. They both go after the rebound, ricochets off of one of them out of bounds. Pitt ball. The next possession, Pitt gets one of their guards gets a tough contested finish at the rim. Now it's 27-12. West Virginia comes down. Javon throws it out of bounds. And when he threw that ball out of bounds to no one, I said to myself, not our night. That's true. And what's also true is the future is bright. Yes. Yes. Tucker and Javon went a combined 7 of 24. Yes, they went a combined 2 of 10 from 3. Yes, I'm concerned where the points are going to come from when Small and DeVries are struggling to get buckets. Yes, that's two games in a row where they both struggled. And yes, that's two straight games for the Mountaineers where they've shot under 40% from the field. All those things are true. What's also true is the future is bright. Yes, Javon and Tucker struggled offensively in the UMass game, but they made up for it at the free throw line. They got 15 points against the Minutemen in Morgantown. Tonight, only 2 points from the free throw line. So that's not good. And yes, Pitt said to Sincere Harris, hey man, I'm going to give you 5 to 8 feet. I'm going to give you the disrespectful, hey, I know you can't make a jump shot defense. And to Sincere's credit, his first shot was within the offense. He didn't hesitate. You know, even in the exhibition game with Charleston, when he had an open shot against Charleston from three, he hesitated before shooting the ball. He didn't hesitate tonight. It didn't hit the rim and bounce off the backboard. But I respect him going for it. But Pitt had the right strategy. You know, Sincere was 0 for 4 from 3. Amadi started as rough as you can start. Didn't meet his quota of taking threes. I'm keeping track of that. So West Virginia's two wins, Amadi shot at least 4 threes. Tonight he only shot one. West Virginia gets blown out. I'm keeping track of that. And Amadi found out with 10 minutes left in the game is definitely his worst performance as a Mountaineer. Not his night. Toby Okadi, on the season, has shot 10 free throws. He's made 5 of them. 3 of his misses have been air balls, including 2 tonight. And those 2 airballed free throws were the only 2 free throws West Virginia took in the first half. So that happened. All right. What I'm saying is that the future is bright. You know how the future I keep talking about last season and I don't want to, but remember how the future looked bleak and dark? Now the future looks, it doesn't look bleak and dark. It looks bright. Now the internet, you can't trust the internet and the reactions on the internet when West Virginia is getting blown out in a basketball game. You can't get out the shovel and start pecking at the dirt 3 games into a coach's, to a new coach's era. But the internet does do that. There are some bright things from this game. I'm on Team Sincere. I'm on Team Buck. And once again, the guy he guarded had trouble scoring. Lowe was held to 2-for-11 shooting the ball. In a blowout, your bench guys get more of an opportunity. And I was concerned going into this one, all right, we've got two freshmen. They've looked good at home. What is it going to look like their first game on the road? Did you see a difference in KJ and Jonathan Powell from their confidence and how they played in Morgantown versus going to a road game in a rivalry game? It didn't look any different to me. I mean, Jonathan Powell led the team in scoring tonight. Yes, a lot of that was in garbage time in the second half. One of the rare, most of the second half was garbage time, you could argue, halves. So that's not great, but it doesn't matter. It's everybody's first go-round with the Mountaineers, but these guys, it's their first go-round playing college basketball. And so the more minutes, the better. And Powell is I like his game when he's not settling for threes every time. He can put the ball on the deck, goes to the rim, seems like he makes smart decisions. Tenor can get into the lane. That floater bounces around 2 or 3 times in the first half before it bounced out. He got one to go in the second half. Yes, he's going to get picked on because of his size, and he's a freshman. But I think I've said in the microphone that the future is bright. No better way to explain that the future is bright than to watch KJ and Jonathan play in this game and look unafraid, and they're getting reps, and they're getting reps for the future. At Andre 3000, he's giving solid minutes.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
And I'm not a recruiting guy, and this has nothing to do with the game, but West Virginia signed officially 3 high school recruits for the 2025 class. 2 of them are 4-star guys, according to 24/7 Sports, and 1 is the highest-ranked recruit from West Virginia. The one guy from California, he's 6'9", and has got a silky 3-point shot. Put some shades on. Why would you do that, Josh? You know, the days are getting shorter. Didn't see a lot of sun outside today. I'm not talking about put your metaphorical shades on. Because despite the result tonight, and I don't know how to say this different, but the future is bright. I'm not saying that as a mantra to convince myself. I truly believe that the future is bright. Listen to Coach DeVries in the post-game press conference. He's not saying, oh, that was fun. That rivalry game was fun. You know what he said? He said, all right, what can me and the coaches do to put these guys in better positions offensively to get shots closer to the basket so we're not settling, to put them in positions where they're getting to the free throw line more? The answers are, you know, when he says that, and I believe him when he says we're going to figure out a way to help the offense when we're struggling, he's saying that because the goal is to win the games and to get better. And it's just a different approach. It is pleasant to hear, and that's refreshing. And you know what else is refreshing? A bright future, which I think the WVU men's basketball program has.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
Speaking of bright futures, let's talk about the West Virginia women's basketball team. Year 2 for Coach Kellogg, and the ladies are 4-0 to start the season. 4 blowouts, including wins this week over Pittsburgh and Texas A&M. Jordan Harrison has come out of the gates hot. J.J. Quinterly has not come out hot, but she had a great night tonight versus Texas A&M. The ladies brought back 4 of their 5 starters, and with respect to Lauren Fields, who graduated, the new starter, Sydney Shaw from Auburn, is an upgrade. She can score the basketball. So West Virginia now has 3 guards who can score the ball. The freshmen that they brought in look like good fits, and they add some depth inside, which they didn't have last season. They're absolutely better than last year. And last year's team gave Caitlin Clark and Iowa all they could handle in Iowa City in the NCAA tournament. A little bit of home cooking. Caitlin Clark's really good at basketball. A little bit of home cooking at the end of that game. Don't want to get into it. West Virginia is going to stay in the top 25 all season long. That's my prediction. They have a real shot to host games in the NCAA tournament and make it to the second weekend. I don't think I'm shooting the moon there. That's how good this team is. And if you're not familiar with Coach Kellogg's style, it's press for 40 minutes. 4-0. There's 40 minutes in a game, and he'll put full court press on the entire game. West Virginia in 4 games, and yes, a couple of games were against Towson and Niagara, who probably are not going to be in the top 25 this year, or maybe ever, are not going to the NCAA tournament. But they played Pitt, they played Texas A&M. So 4 games, the women have forced 126 turnovers. 126. So for those of you doing some quick math, they're averaging 31.5 turnovers a game forced. That will go down when they get in the Big 12 play. But still, that's a crazy number. They hustle. On offense, they shoot threes and they shoot close to the rim. They do not shoot mid-range. They just don't do it. Yeah, they can rely on the threes sometimes, and maybe their Achilles heel is when they're not hitting threes and another team throws a zone at them or packs it in. And when you've got more depth inside, it's young depth, and so can they figure that out? But they're really good. They're doing well with attendance in the Coliseum. They're fun to watch. I watched close to half of the games last season because I was interested in the new coach, new style, bright future. And I'm catching every game this season. So I'm on the hook, obviously in for every men's game, but I'm in for every women's game this season. That's a first for me. Check them out. I'll give periodic updates on this podcast. The next game for the guys is Wednesday, 7 p.m., back in the Coliseum, ESPN Plus, and West Virginia will play the Iona Gaels. Iona's 1-3 on the season. They've lost to Princeton. They've lost to the Hofstra Pride. They've lost to the Delaware Blue Hens. They're coached by Tobin Anderson. You might know his work as being one of only two coaches who have coached 16 seeds to a victory over a one seed in the NCAA tournament. When he in his one season at Fairleigh Dickinson, that big upset over Zach Edey and the Purdue Boilermakers, that win gets him the Iona job. And it's his second season there. Rick Pitino left for St. John's, enter Tobin Anderson. I would say a 1-3 Iona game in the Coliseum, this should be a good bounce-back opponent for WVU. And it's not Christmas yet. My wish list is a big Tucker DeVries game. Just for him. I want him to get a bunch of shots up. I want a lot of them to go in. I want him to dominate a game. He has not, offensively, he has not dominated yet. And so it's time. It's time for him to dominate a game. Why not against Iona? No red flags as far as their metrics defensively or the height that they'll bring into this game. Around the corner is the Bermuda tournament. This is your one chance to build confidence going into tough sledding in a ballroom in the Bahamas. So that's what I want. We'll see if I get it or not. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. The future's bright. I don't know for this podcast, but for the basketball team, men and women. Listen to all the platforms for this podcast. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have two wins and they have one loss.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.